All right, folks, welcome back. Happy Saturday morning. It is a early edition of the Chicago Golf Tour podcast. We are back, though, and we are back better than ever. We got the big man, as always. We got Vince. Boys, how we doing?
Good. Early, but sun's out, so we should be good.
I am doing very well. I have been up for a while, so now you guys are just kind of rolling out of bed, rolling to the first tee, haven't even stretched or had your coffee in the morning, but I'm fired up to be here. This is a much better time of the day for me than when we normally do the podcast.
No, see, you're too loud right now, Vince. You're so excited. Me and Rob look like we're 5 years older than we really are because we're so tired. Vince is just thriving in this moment right now.
Now, yeah. the only downfall of this is, like, I told Shelly, so I couldn't take my nap on Friday before the pod. So that was the only downfall of this whole thing. But
hey, win some, we lose some. Let's talk some golf. Let's jump right in. Round two.
Well, we should start with what happened with your trip.
We should.
We've been pushing it off. So let the people know what PJ did to you.
He whooped me up pretty good. Oh. I got clipped 2 of 3. I mean, Florida was great. We got more golf in than expected. We were supposed to get, kind of washed out the entire weekend. So it was only looking like Friday was going to be playable. Luckily we got 36 in on Saturday, and then literally 40 minutes after we got done playing, then it started coming down. So we were very fortunate. I got absolutely clipped. Friday I got clipped. Saturday morning I got clipped, and then I finally was able to get him back on the second 18 of Saturday. But we did meet some pretty good dudes from St. Louis. It was weird. We actually had like the same schedule as them in terms of tee times and courses. So we saw them, essentially all Saturday morning and afternoon, and played a Scotch game with them. So it was good stuff. But yeah, it wasn't great. The game, I'll tell you this, the game, it started to heat up as obviously the more rounds I had in, but the shoulder is not good, gentlemen. It is not good. But it's only with driver too. So I don't know. There's something going on there with rotation or what. That's the only time it really hurts. But the game, yeah, the game's just rust. It's just pure rust. I mean, if I had to throw out anything that I did better than, one area of my game is probably putting. I probably putted well, everything else was kind of just like gross, rusty. So, but nonetheless, I was able to get out for 48 hours and, back to reality. But,
so what did you have to do? Cover dinner? Was that the wager?
Yeah. I mean, we did drinks, dinner. I'll tell you what, I ate a ton of fish in those 48 hours though.
Oh, nice. That's always nice down there. It's fresh. And when I go down to my parents, like, I'm not getting steaks. I'll just get fresh fish. It's outstanding. And I did want to mention to you before, Shelly's having surgery. I don't know, it was in like 3 weeks or something. But for the recovery, and everyone's mentioned an ice machine, and they have ice machines with like compression as well. You may want to look at that for your shoulder before and after, rounds this year.
Yeah, my brother has been trying to get me to hang, I guess, like literally hang on the bar. I guess that's like Chinese method of
healing. Well, Robert, do you remember, because I had something in my shoulder, and I use what's called a floss band. It's this like big, huge, like, not a infinity loop, like rubber band, but you tie it in there to kind of cut circulation, and then you take it off and the blood just like pumps. And Robert, I don't know if you remember, but one time at the Pawpaw Cup, one of our anchors.
Yeah, well, no, Robert, I walked into the room and three men were shirtless, tying each other's arms off. So it was a little weird for the Pawpaw Cup. But
what? I remember that. Our anchor, Robert Costello, had a bad shoulder from something around. I'm like, Bobby, we can't have you going down. So I was in there that morning wrapping him up in this floss band and, cut off circulation. He was getting a little worried. And I took that thing off and blood started just pumping through there. I'm not sure if it was one of his MVP years or not, but, you know, if you need me to tie you up, Tom, you just let me know.
Team Vince is a team guy.
Oh, know? Yeah.
So I like him. But no, had hogfish. I don't think I've ever had hogfish before. That was a first. That was a fish and chip, a little hogfish. It was great, though. It was just kind of like a thicker, mm-hmm. you know, whitefish. But all in all, good stuff. Got rained out Sunday. But again, just able to escape for a little bit and go play was awesome. It was worth it. But you boys have been doing just fine over here. Carrying the load the last 2 weeks. I certainly appreciate it. Obviously, we had the Chicago Golf Show last week. I don't think it couldn't have been, you know, any better. I think there was more people last year or this year than there was last year, which is crazy. Yeah. Just a lot of good traction. I know you guys talked about it a little bit last week, but Vince, you know, he got to, Vince, was that your first trade show you've ever done?
That was the first trade show I ever worked. Correct. It was. And I was at Costco yesterday and I saw some of those like flooring mats that we could stand on next year. And it just so happens they come in a 3-pack. So I feel like that's something that I need to purchase for us next year. It'll be my gift to you guys, but it was really cool. You know, just meeting people, you know, some people really excited. They knew about it. Some had no clue. The biggest takeaway I took was people had been following us on social media for a while. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, this will be the nudge they get to go ahead and join this year. So that'll be awesome to see.
Yeah, I think that that putting green saved us behind the table.
Oh, for sure. It was a lifesaver for sure.
Yeah, no, but...
I do have to give you credit, though, Tom. It's a lot harder to run a podcast than it looks. So, sitting in your seat for two episodes was trying to control the madness of what Vince does. Is I get it now.
And yeah. You did really well. And, you know, me already, you know, hosting a YouTube show myself, I thought that I was going to have to do that. And I kind of offered that first week where I was like, no. I got it. And he did a really good job. Really good job. So I don't want to say that he's gunning for your top spot, but, you know, Tom, make sure you're on your game here.
Hey, Vince, listen, two things. I was hoping that you didn't take the intro over. And then number two, no, Rob did a great job. But it is much different. I was even giggling to myself listening to the last couple episodes because it is like you basically have to play, you know, quarterback or
right
say it, but you have to, you know, you kind of have to drive the bus, so to speak, mm-hmm. of the episode and you know when people are maybe going on a tangent and talking right. too long.
Well,
and,
is this kind of like in my classroom for math, we have like a number of the day and it'll be like either a sport star's like number or their birthday, for example, March 1st was Harry Carey. And I'll get starting talking about it. And if a kid asks a question or has something to add, I just keep going because I'm the one that has to bring it back in. So we're like, you know, 6 minutes into math and I'm talking about, you know, how Harry Carey also announced for the Cardinals, the Sox and the Cubs and, you know, green apples and everything. So I understand. I appreciate what you guys do. Just, you know, keeping the animal in its cage.
No, very good. You guys held it down the last couple weeks. I appreciate it. But let's jump into some golf here. Round two, Cognizant Classic. Has this always been a tournament or what?
No, this took over for Honda.
This is the Honda. I think last year was the first year they lost their membership or their title sponsor, I guess.
Oh, this is the old Honda?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say this naming threw me off.
I'm glad you took the naming because I'm like, I'm not even going to attempt to try to say that. So, yeah, this took over the Honda.
And, like, Honda was one of the longest sponsors out there on the PGA Tour. And I know I heard from, like, other places that I've read, like, for the past probably, like, 4 or 5 years, it's in a bad spot in the schedule. They just don't get some of the top names that go there. And so kind of, like, shame on the PGA Tour for putting them in that position there when they've been this long-time sponsor.
Right. Yeah. Speaking of Rob, do you not drink coffee?
Oh, I can't stand the taste of coffee.
What do you do in the morning?
I am suspicious of every adult that does not drink coffee. I'm like very, very leery of these people.
Listen, I am jealous. Like, I would love to drink coffee. I need, you know, I just can't. Like, growing up, shout out to the South Side. Used to go to church Sunday mornings at 6 or 7 at St. Mary's. Me and my dad went to Midway Cafe for breakfast a lot, and he would put a cup of coffee in front of me, but he'd pour a ton of, like, you know, creamer in there and say, oh, just try it. And I think that scarred me for life. So, not a coffee guy.
Now, here's how it started for me. At Pawpaw Lake Golf Course, when I had to go out and, like, ranger or start in, like, the early part of the year and it was cold, I wasn't a coffee drinker because I was in, like, high school. But I would take coffee and I would put Reese's peanut butter cups in there and let just kind of like dissolve. And it was kind of like a hot chocolate milk kind of deal, but it was warm and I loved it. And then in high school and like college, I was drinking, you know, coffee with like sugar and milk. And when I started working, we had this secretary. I mean, she was outstanding. She was in her 80s and she would make a pot of coffee and like have it going like all day long. But then the next morning she would have like the sludge that she would warm up. It's like, oh, you just got to drink it this way. And I started drinking it black after that. And if you could drink that sludge coffee black, like you can drink anything. So, I mean, I'll buy you one, Robert. How about this? I'll get you a nice, I like to go to Starbucks and ask for a tall blonde. And I'll put a little bit of milk in there for you, not cream.
I mean, I've tried. I mean, Katie, every morning, I mean, people at work, what they make in the kitchen, it all smells good.
Let me tell you this, son. Trying is the first step towards failure. Just do it. Just do it.
Well, you know, I did start AG1 yesterday. So that's my new morning routine.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Oh, by the way, Vince, you've already told us that. So you might have a little early onset or early onset dementia. But
where am I? Who are these people?
Yeah. What did we think of Mr. AK76? Were we surprised by any means?
I don't think so. I don't think he was going to shoot under par. I thought he was going to be a couple under par. But, I mean, like, I don't know. I wasn't as excited as I thought I was going to be after seeing him, like, for the pro-am and the quick videos of him out there playing. I mean, by no means am I, like, the best dressed or the, you know, but just, like, it seemed like he just didn't care, like, just going out there with his shoes untied. And it was just, I don't know. I guess I thought it was going to be different, him going out there. But, I mean, I'm glad he's out there. I mean, 76 isn't, you know, after not playing for 12 years and just going out there playing with guys, it's pretty good.
And that's about what I thought he would do. I mean, like, let's be honest. Like, with Tiger coming back after just, you know, like, less than a year break, we thought, okay, he's probably going to hover around, like, the cut line. I mean, Anthony Kim is no Tiger Woods. I mean, let's be honest here. So for him to do what he did, yep. And then I think he's going to improve from this tournament for sure.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I was always kind of a little wary of him coming back. I thought it was a money grab. Obviously, I said that. And to Rob's point, and it was almost like, hey, I got to be here. Like, this is, you know,
yeah,
right.
I do think he's generally happy playing again. It kind of looked like that way, I suppose. But also, I think, you know, him kind of just like dressing down, I think that's also like, you know, his normal fashion. And then obviously that kind of goes well with Liv's kind of, you know, music bumping and stuff like that. So I think it's a perfect fit. But I was actually surprised how good his swing looked. But other than that, you know, golf Twitter has been insane. Just been, you know, comical. But nonetheless, I think it's nice to have him back. I'm kind of interested to see what he's going to do in the next couple events. I think that's when, you know, we'll be able to kind of put, you know, some type of, you know, where is this going to go kind of thing.
Right.
And have a better idea of if he's going to come out and win some tournaments. But in other news, big news, registration 2024. CGT registration officially opened yesterday, and we had a really, really good day, a really strong opening day.
Yeah.
So we're pumped. Early bird registration is currently open, ends 3:15. Registration itself ends 4:15. So get in there, register, save $50 right now until 3:15.
I don't want to brag, but it looks like the West Side Tour is in the lead right now.
Is it really?
From what I can tell. So, you know.
I told everyone it ain't nothing for me to whoop everyone's butt on the golf course, I think everyone kind of took that personally and are out there gunning for me, maybe. But, you know, whatever brings in the membership, I guess.
It just the schedule is speaking for itself. So that's all I'm saying.
Yes. Vince, give that good boy some pets for me.
Riggins, he has a grooming appointment here today. He's getting a little bit shaggy. He gets those like Eskimo toes where the fur is all kind of spreading out there. So he is like chomp. I think, you know, dogs are smart. People don't always like give them the credit, but he knows he's going somewhere here pretty soon. He like will not leave my side in fear of being left behind.
Yeah.
You dog people.
Vince, listen, he's not a coffee drinker. He's not a dog person. This guy needs to be on the FBI's most wanted list because
I mean, it's pretty much like Shooter McGavin. I mean, like Robert hates old people, dogs, kids. I mean, gonna buy Robert a little shooter thing from now on.
let's jump right in to the buy or sell, unless I'm skipping something, which I very well.
Well, we probably should jump back to the PGA real quick. We kind of got caught off by that. I don't know if you watched any of it. I've watched a little bit of it. The course looked like it was playing tough yesterday. But, it was enjoyable to watch the last 2 days to see the hole-in-one. And then just, you know, just general golfing after not getting to watch it last weekend was nice.
Actually, good point. Because I was going to say, I don't know anybody on the leaderboard, but I do. And his name is Ryan Moore. And Ryan Moore, for anybody listening, is the... Well, he's the brother of the owner of True Linkswear. True Linkswear is the official golf shoe of the Hybrid Golf Tour / Chicago Golf Show or Chicago Golf Tour. So that's the correlation I made. Speaking of, use code CGT20, save 20% off your entire True Linkswear order. And that's about all I got for the Cognizant Classic. So
I can respect that.
Good reminder there, Rob. But to be honest, who are some of these names on this list? I didn't notice anybody up there.
Bud Powley is, that's a great story. He's the one that got in an accident, right, Vince?
Who's leading it?
Bud Powley? Yeah, like what's the one for a while? Yeah, he's a big buddy with Spieth and with Justin Thomas. Garrick Higo. I like him for a while. Maybe a year or so ago, he was a top 20, top 30 machine.
You kind of look like
he from South Africa.
You kind of look like Higo.
Hip hip. And I shared this with one of my buddies that work at Wrigley with, and we would see each other work and be like hip hip Higo when he was doing well. Rory's there, which I really don't like, but. My little bird came back again, and I need to somehow maybe get this out there. It's not my pick, but I've been tailing it. Shane Lowry was his pick this week, and he is T6 at the moment. I really want to look and see when we hang up here if there's a matchup between Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy. And just see, because Lowry's probably going to be plus money with the great Rory McIlroy, and just see that Irishman just beat him up.
Well, that's good to know. So a couple things. Bud Cauley, I've always been a huge fan of Bud, and it's good to see him back after his wrist injury.
He was in the car accident.
He had a long time. Was he in a? So the two might be the same. He might have had, but I know he's had wrist issues for a long time. But when I looked at the leaderboard last night, one, I didn't see him, and obviously I know all the guys you're talking about, Vince, but there was some I saw. I'm like, who are these guys?
Yeah, and that's part of it with like Honda being at this part of the schedule that they're not drawing all of those big names.
Gotcha.
I mean, Knapp's up there again too, which is awesome to see. Yeah. Those shirts, did you see, Vince, did you see those shirts that the family members were wearing?
I did. No, what'd it say?
So like, his girlfriend was trying to find, I think it was like his dad that came out or her dad and a bunch of friends, and they're all wearing nap time shirts they had made. So it's
really?
But it's got It's got like a silhouette of someone sleeping in bed and then a silhouette of, you know, a bag of golf clubs. I thought that was pretty funny.
That's pretty good.
And a bunch of Z's for nap time.
That is good. I like that. Other than that, are we missing anything there?
No, I think we could jump right back into the buy sell segment if you'd like.
Perfect. Perfect. Let's jump right in to the buy or sell segment. Gentlemen, what did we like this week? What didn't we like? Vince, let's start with you.
I was originally Friday night. I had a sell. I could probably save it because I think it'll like stand the test of time. But I am buying this early morning pot, especially breakfast. When I heard at the golf show that you guys are not breakfast eaters, like, how do you have the strength to do stuff like during the day, either mentally or physically? So what I've got right here is only a weak one at that. Maybe if you had a little breakfast, you could do some work around the house as well. But this is only part of my breakfast. I've had an omelet already, but this is a half cup of oatmeal.
I'm going to have to cut you off real quick. I'm going to pull a Vince move here. So if someone's good at their job, like, for instance, I don't ask you to design something, right?
Right.
Yeah, I design something, right? So sure. if someone's really good at something, whether it be carpentry or, you know, cutting grass or fertilizing, uh-huh. I'm going to pay that person because to have it done the right way. So I'm sorry, that's my rant. I'll let you get back to your...
I mean,
breakfast of champions.
Shots fired.
If I had that starving artist money, I would probably pay some people to do stuff as well. But anyways, we got a half cup of oatmeal, about 50 grams of banana, about 8 grams of honey, and about 20 grams of peanut butter in here. And it is good. It is outstanding.
Well, that's good to hear. Rob, how do we... I mean... I love this.
Man, people are for a treat. People are for a treat for this episode.
Well,
I'm buying as well. And I'm buying, to be honest with you, I kind of forgot what I bought last week. So if I'm doubling on it, I apologize. But I wore my true Lynxwear golf shoes all week to work, right? And got nothing but compliments. And they are so freaking comfortable. I went back on them. I'm contemplating buying another pair just to actually have for the golf course because I think I might wear these ones too far down to be able to take them to the golf course. But yeah, I love them to death. So I'm buying Truling's golf shoes again.
I would. So that was going to be my buy. So I'm going to sell this week then. And I'm going back to an old one I've told Rob about weeks ago. And I finally remembered, I'm selling people who don't get back to you. via email, via text. I get it. We're all busy, but business-wise, let's take a little Jerry Rapone. Business-wise, getting back to people is so rude. Not getting back to people is so rude. It's mind-boggling to me. And I get it. Like, you're not interested? Just let me know. I'm not going to take offense to it, but just let me know. And it's not to say it's one thing or the other. Just it's simple courtesy. Just, you know, I'm not interested or... you know, just whatever question, you know, I may have, please just answer it. And I get it. People are busy, but get back to people, even just a text, even if your buddy texts you and you forgot you're doing something, go back through your text. Let your buddy know that you're alive. Let him know that, you know, you saw his message and maybe it's just a, hey, sorry, you know, I saw your message. I forgot to get back to you, but circling back. It's just, it's the little things for me.
Sure. The ones that are the worst is the ones that people that don't realize they have that read function on their text messages. So like instead of a text.
Right, yeah.
It shows red and then you're like, and you don't hear from them from like probably 2 or 3 days and you're like, what the, you know.
And sometimes with a text, I'll respond back like a day or so later and just saying, you know, like, bark twice if you're okay. You know, kind of like Lassie, just, you know, let me know that you're okay there and then we can move on. And I agree 100%.
Yeah. So, anyhow, let's jump right in to the top three. Vince, it's your top three this week. Why don't you tell the folks what we're going to be doing?
All right. So I need you guys to follow along here. We know it's like March Madness time. Teams are on the bubble. Just got done with the NFL season. You know, coaches were on the hot seat. You've all been to the golf show. We've seen what is new that's out there that could possibly replace what we already have and kind of get that itch. I want to know, what are your top three clubs in your bag or equipment? It could be as well. Your shoes or something, or a ball retriever Robert wants for his balls in the water. What three golf equipment pieces of yours are on the hot seat going into the season?
All right. Well, I'm going to start. And I'm going to start by saying you guys are complete junkies. One, Vince, for even thinking about this, I was LOLing in the group text. I'm like, this isn't even like a normal golfer's thought, but you guys like to tinker so goddamn much. Crazy to me. So I'm willingly, I'll say this, and it's probably going to be, yeah, okay, I got three clubs. So I'm going to go wedges. So in the three hole and in the two hole, I'm going to go 58, 54, because obviously you should be swapping out your wedges, you know, probably every, I think I read somewhere like every 80 to 100 rounds, something like that. So that's probably like every 3 years for us, maybe a little bit more depending, give or take. But I like fresh wedges. And then in the one hole, I would say, for me personally, it's probably been the putter, just because I've danced around with so many putters in the last 3 years. But I think, to be honest, I think I'm settled in for at least the time being. And I really love this Odyssey White Hot number 9. I think it's a blended version of the Sub 70 007 I used to have, and then the old school Pyramid Rob. So I found the happy medium, but if I had to be forced to say three clubs that are on the hot seat, which is just absolutely insane to me, those are my three clubs. Rob, how about you?
First off, I don't have a ball retriever. It's called my hand going in your bag when I need a ball. And so let's just
that is very that true. That's very let's true. Just I got to buy enough golf balls for Robert and myself.
I should be good this season, because I bought three of those huge boxes of MaxFlies, so which I think Tom played for the first time in Florida, right?
I did. I liked them. I will say they are a little harder than they feel a little harder, at least than the Pro V, but overall I did like them.
Yeah, they have a good feel. All right, so my three hole, I would have to say the Scotty Phantom putter I bought last season. I know it's been indoor and simulators and whatnot, but I switched back to the old Spider and have been draining everything. So we're going to have to see when we go outside at Oak Brook at the putting green, what's going to take place for the season. So the putter being my three hole, two hole would probably have to be maybe that 52 wedge. I just got to figure out, like, get it down pat, how to hit it full and not just like either skull it or sky it. So got to work on that. And one would be my driver. So that's why we switched over to the mini driver, and it's been doing its job in the simulator, but obviously everything changes when we get outside. So I'm curious. I have the Mundus coming up in a few weeks for no lane up. So it'll be interesting to see how, I mean, hopefully the weather is like 70, but we'll see. But yeah, I'm anxious to get out to the Elks Club and try that driver out outside for sure.
I like the Elks Club. That's fun. So, Tom, you had your wedges and your putter. Did you only have two, or was there a third one in there?
Oh, no. I had a wedge for each spot. So my 58 was the three hole. 50.
Gotcha. Okay. Just want to make sure I'm paying attention well enough. All righty. So I am in the three hole. Is going to be my 48 degree, my gap wedge from my Titleist AP set, you know, going into the season with the Costco irons and my other four wedges I have. I want to make sure that that is a good fit for me. So I'm not huge on everything having to match, but I would kind of like it. So that's going to be on the hot seat there a little bit, which the Costco does not have a gap wedge. So I would have to maybe get a Phil Mickelson grind to match my Callaways, which I love. Number two hole is going to be my mini driver. And for the past like 5 years, the mini driver has been on the hot seat. I've tried other drivers. but the mini driver just ends up whooping everything each year. So I'll be looking out there. You know, it's not like I'm 100% committed to it, but when it comes down to it, like when we say I'll see you in the fairway, I will literally see you guys in the fairway with that thing. Just, you know, getting in there each time, maybe not as far as everybody. Or here, oh man, if you could hit a driver instead of that 3-wood, you'd be really playing well. Like, well, let me show you. And the 3-hole putting last year, in the 1-hole, I almost had it. In the 1-hole, last year, I ended the season with my Titleist putter just on fire. But I'm going to go back to the Spider for the start of the season. I've been practicing with that one indoors. I just feel like that one helps me have like the most natural swing possible with the path and everything and starting the season. Like, that's what I want. But the first sign of like a 3-putt or the yips, like, it's out. I may just even have like 2 clubs in my bag with only 14 clubs limit just to be on the safe side. Get rid of that 64-degree wedge Tom wants me to get rid of.
I got 2 questions. One, are you gaming the Costco irons this year?
I am. The plan is to, of course, like get outside and hit them, and then start the season with them. I have not done that TrackMan comparison that I want to keep doing. Just haven't had the time to do it. But the couple times I have hit them, like, they have felt pretty solid. So I'm going to go out there and start the season with it, unless I, you know, get some bad feedback before the actual first round.
Question number 2. Mm-hmm. Have either of you guys ever been fitted for a driver?
I have not ever been fitted for a driver. No.
I was going to say, judging by the crickets,
uh-huh,
and judging by your guys's love for mini drivers and 3-woods, you bozos who tinker all day and buy new shit. Rob's got a serious like Amazon wife problem when it comes to tinkering. Why don't you guys go get fit for a driver?
See, now the one thing
here's the fun of that. I'd rather just try to figure it out on my own.
I have been fitted for other clubs. It's just, I feel like with the driver, it is so expensive for the product itself. And, you know, being a teacher, I don't have the money for all these things. Now, if I could, like, can they take a used driver fit that one to you?
Yes, that's what I was just about to go say. So you could essentially strong-arm them and say, hey, listen, I'm not here to buy a new driver, but if you fit me for a different shaft, which those are expensive too, but if you said, hey, listen, I'm using this head, no matter what, I'm walking out of here with a driver with this same head.
Right.
They will fit you in a shaft that is comparable or for you, you know, depending on your swing speed, so forth and so on, your dispersion, stuff like that. I think it would be necessary for both of you to go get a driver fitting. It makes a world of a difference, and you guys could, you know, not be hitting 5-iron into, you know, par fours.
You know, the mini driver that I have is not the stock shaft that came with it. So I have, and I forget the name of it, but it is a like much more expensive shaft. And I was turned onto that one just by some feedback that I had from hitting it with the normal shaft. I am open to anything when it comes to the driver or all my golf.
Rob had a whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's hear it.
I mean, that's a little much saying we have 5-irons for our second shots in the par fours.
You know what I'm getting at. Obviously, the game gets easier as you get closer to the hole, and it's not like,
yeah, I don't. To me, it doesn't. I'd rather be having a 7 or 8-iron into the green than a pitching wedge, or because I just, you know,
that's just a ridiculous statement to say.
And here's something,
that's just personal preference.
It might be
personal preference, but based on statistics,
take it easy, Lou. Take it easy.
That comment couldn't be further from the truth. I get what you're saying, though. Like, okay, so I'll say I like, you know, 80 yards opposed to 40 yards. Mm-hmm. That's a little bit different than,
sure,
you know, you're talking about 170 compared to you know, potentially 120, 115, 130. Obviously, the further out you are, you know, your relationship to the hole gets larger. But I'm telling you, the closer you are with a driver, even if you're missing, even if it's just off into the fairway, you could be 30 yards, you know, closer to the hole. That's
sure.
Yeah. And then here is, because I went down a rabbit hole with one of our buddies yesterday, Robert. He was asking some questions in our Stake Society 7 chat, and he started side texting me about equipment. And it was like such like small differences in the degrees of his like driver, 3-wood, hybrid, like 5-iron. And I was like, with the game today, like the courses we play, the holes are not getting longer. The equipment is pushing the ball out there so we can hit it further. You need to concentrate more on your like wedge game and all those things, because that's where you're going to score. And I feel like I am not losing a ton of distance when I'm like hitting the mini driver compared to someone else at my handicap or like same ability. Like when I play like a scratch golfer, yeah, they're out there that like 30 yard difference just because they're hitting the ball much crisper. But with this game, you know, we go back and forth about all these things. Like, it's so much focused around what are you doing from like 150 yards in. And like back when we were kids, like that, you know, that was maybe a 6-iron. And now like 150, a lot of like you guys are probably hitting pitching wedges 150 yards into these greens. So I feel like you could take a lot of your clubs, your 4, 5, and 6-iron, and just get rid of them nowadays. Because how often are you using them, with the exception of a par 3, probably?
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, for sure. I'm definitely not hitting a pitching wedge to a 150. That's my 9-iron. But I get what you're saying. Mm. Also, I'm going to steal this from Chase and Scratch, and I think we should probably do this. It's what you're going down. But they were using, so this was back in episode 4, which I think was like 2 years ago, but they started using Golf Metrics, and they were able to see like their strokes gained for all their rounds. And I think that would be super cool if we did that. And then also obviously talked about it, because that's what they do after each round. Mike was like,
I do remember that. Yeah, that would be fun to do.
Yeah, well, it would also, you know, kind of show your, because everybody has an idea of where, you know, they lose and gain strokes. And from what you're saying, you don't think you lose strokes, you know, with your driver / mini driver.
I am still getting it out there. And, you know, for the past, really since we started doing like the tour here, I've been really like keeping like stats in mind. Like we used to keep, you know, the greens in regulation, all those things. And I was just finding so many of my wasted strokes just came from like, you know, 2 or 3 3 putts around, and then those like chip shots around the green. I was keeping track of, you know, okay, after I drive the ball, how many times did I have a full swing into the green? As opposed to how many times I had to like play out sideways or like purposely like lay up short. And for the most part, like I was always having a shot into the green. It was where I was just missing that I was losing strokes, or which could be part of what you're saying, having a 5-iron into a green and having a much longer putt could produce a 3-putt from there. So, I mean, that's to be said. I should probably look to see, okay, with which one of my clubs am I missing most of the greens with? But that just comes down to what I think Robert was saying about knowing your yardages and laying up to something that you're really comfortable with.
Yeah, I mean, by far the most important statistic is GIR. By far. Yep. It just goes to show, if you're hitting greens, you're typically scoring well. So, you know, obviously, in order to hit greens, we want to have, you know, the shortest possible, you know, yardage in. But I think it'd be pretty cool if we all did that, and then we're able to say, hey, you know, whether I was a +3 in putting this week, or I was, you know, an 18 handicap, you know, driving the ball, it literally, you know, it puts all of the questioning, you know, that we may have, you know, kind of out of things and gives us real data. So I think that would be pretty cool. But that wraps up the top three. Again, registration is officially open. Early bird is currently going on. Save $50. Register now. That ends on 3/15. Tag your pardos. Tag your boys. Get all your buddies. This year is going to be a hell of a year. Gentlemen, did I miss anything?
I think you covered it all. Nope. Yeah, grab your group and get out there with us.
Perfect. As always, great episode, great edition. We will see you next week, and we will see you in the fairway.
See you in the fairway, boys.
Top of the morning to you, boys. I'll see you in the fairway.